Upper Lynn Canal mourned its losses at a candlelight vigil last weekend, and state and tribal governments send relief money to Haines. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. Residents of Haines, Cluckwan, and Skagway gathered in solidarity Saturday evening to ring in the holiday season and mourn the loss of several community members. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the Christmas parade and candlelight vigils brought people together to grieve those who had been lost and celebrate the strength of the community.
This December, Haines lost several community members, and many families have been displaced from their homes due to severe weather. But that didn't stop the annual Christmas parade from happening. Santa waved from a fire truck decked out in Christmas lights. The snow dragon thrilled the crowd with its sharp teeth and loud pyrotechnics. The Glacier Bear cheerleaders cheered, and the Chilkat dancers danced. In the middle of the parade was a truck trimmed with gold and white light with a banner that read, "In loving memory, Haines Strong." Dozens of people marched behind, candles in hand. After the parade, hundreds gathered at the new parking lot overlooking the harbor.
We're still processing our sorrows, and we're still processing the sadness and the whys and those things that we probably won't ever begin to understand. And yet at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity for us to connect the goodness of Christmas with the memory of those folks that we're memorializing tonight.
Pastor Matt Jones addressed the crowd, reflecting on the lives of David Simmons and Janae Larson, who were lost when a landslide swept their home. He also mourned the loss of Haines firefighter Philip Reeves and Johnny Ray Willard of Cluckwan, who both died this month of natural causes. Across the Lynn Canal, Skagway residents held a candlelight vigil in solidarity with Haines. They were also mourning the loss of three residents who died last week of what appeared to be natural causes. David Simmons' father, Randall Simmons, shared some hope with those gathered in Haines. He said that his son had been writing a book about his travels across the world, and the family had managed to recover the file from his computer. The Simmons family intends to complete the work and publish it in David's honor. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The state's Department of Health and Social Services will allocate an extra $1.4 million of CARES Act funding to Haines while the community recovers from the natural disaster. The money will go through Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital, but the support services will be provided in Haines. Bradley Grigg is the Chief Behavioral Health Officer at Bartlett Hospital in Juneau.
The state looked at us as a crisis provider and that we were going on site already. And what they did was, because to get money on the street, they could basically amend one of our grants to, rather than go through a longer formal process, and trust us to work with the community partners to distribute this money in a way that should be. So search is at the table.
Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium runs the clinic in Haines. But Bartlett had a crisis stabilization and emergency psychiatric services grant already in place. And Greg had already consulted with Search and made reservations to send support to Haines. He and a team of behavioral health specialists came to Haines immediately following the disaster to support the school and the community. The team will remain in Haines through this Sunday.
The grant basically covered the travel of my cost for 2 weeks of my teams to be on the ground, which I have a team up there now. And then the rest of the money is going to be distributed throughout the community to support short-term and longer-term where we can to ensure that families who have been impacted by the heavy rains and the slides last week, this funding will directly support them.
Greg will be in meetings this week with Search and the Haines Borough to finalize plans for how the remainder of the $1.4 million will be spent. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida has raised more than $40,000 to help Haines families recover from the mudslides and floods unleashed by heavy rains on December 2nd. Council President Richard Peterson says tribes worked together to get equipment and resources to Haines, and were among the first to arrive. Peterson says it offered help not just to tribal members, but to the entire community.
Our motto is healthy tribes make healthy communities. And we're all in this together, especially when you live in rural Alaska, an emergency happens and say, oh, we're going to help you, not you. Oh, we'll help you, not you. And we need to hold each other up.
Since the COVID-19 threat, tribes have been working hard to upgrade their emergency operations centers. The Central Council recently bought a shop in Juneau to store equipment and supplies for emergencies, which was a help in the Haines response. Peterson says tribal governments also shared equipment and manpower.
Nobody wants the disaster. My heart goes out for the community. But it was awesome for us that we were able to quickly respond and be able to provide some support.
Peterson says a lot more help will be needed to help families in Haines recover from the damage and encourages people to keep donating to relief efforts. The Dahl Memorial Clinic confirmed a new positive case of COVID-19 in Skagway on Monday. That's following three confirmed cases last week. The new case has been deemed secondary transmission. Those are cases that are close contacts who lived with or had frequent contact with an index case patient and had higher risk for contracting COVID-19. The borough says there is a high no community transmission occurred as a result of this case. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.